So it's my great pleasure to welcome for the first time to Many Rivers Books and Tea, Vidya Fraser. Vidya Fraser is the author of this book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, A Guide for Navigating the Global Shift. She is a transpersonal psychologist, and no doubt can tell you much more about her than I can tell you, but we are delighted to have her joining us here at Many Rivers tonight. So please join me in welcoming Vidya Fraser.
Well, he didn't tell you anything about me. I don't know. I don't know exactly what to say. Let's see. Part of what I was actually going to say is I have been on a conscious spiritual path, I'd say, for probably, close to 50 years now. Maybe it really tells you how old I am. And I have, just really plumbed the depths of a lot of the teachings on the West and a lot of teachings in the East. And what I've done, how can I just say this? I've also, for about 35 years, I have practiced as a transpersonal psychotherapist and also given workshops and classes in all kinds of different spiritual subjects. As I was going along my path, I would learn something and then I would turn around and teach it. And a lot of what I was going to start out with tonight was, because I have been on this path for so long and I've really been able to watch the consciousness movement just open up. I mean, it has been really, really exciting for all these decades to be watching this and watching people wake up and watching things becoming mainstream that used to be really quirky and weird back in the 60s and the 70s and even the 80s. And now it just trips off of people's tongues. However, even with that long view that I have, I can say that in the last 10 and even the last 2 or 3 years, something has broken loose. And this is what my book is about, it's what I'm about. There is an awakening going on worldwide, on the planet, across the planet, that I just have never seen. And like I say, I've been around, I've moved around a lot, I've been to India a couple times, and I've just sort of watched it and just watched people, sort of waking up here and there, and people from different countries coming. But it is just enormous what's happening now, and you can really get it on the internet. There are just so many internet programs and worldwide meditations of people just from all different kinds of countries that are tuning in to what's happening now. And this is, it's a phenomenon that some people have called the shift. Has everyone kind of heard of the shift? Or I don't know whether I'm preaching to the choir here. I don't want to use words that people aren't familiar with either, so I'll sort of go down the middle here. But this is a time in the history of humankind, I think, that is so exciting to be alive in. These are really extraordinary times, and they've been predicted to be coming in some cases for generations and generations. The indigenous tribes around the world, dozens and dozens of them, the elders have passed on from generation to generation saying, these times are coming. It's going to be really chaotic for a while, really a lot of transition, but we're moving into a golden age. Visionaries have talked about this. Spiritual teachers have talked about it. Even scientists have begun talking about it, saying we are at a point in our human history now where something huge has to happen, and it's happening. And it's an awakening on a mass level. And, some people call it, it's the beginning of the new earth, or it's a golden age coming in. And it's worldwide, and I've been able to see it personally in, when was it? It was 2008. I was invited to the Oneness University in India. I don't know how many of you may have heard of the Oneness. It's actually a pretty big deal now. It's all over the world. Anyway, it was a university where you learn to give the Oneness blessing, and or Diksha, it's been called. Anyway, it was a 21-day training I went to, and it was phenomenal in a lot of different ways. But the thing that I wanted to say was I was in a training of about maybe 200 people. All of us spoke English, but we came from about 32 countries to come do this. I mean, it was like people from all over the place. There was also a training going on for people speaking French, another one for people speaking Italian, and another one for speaking Korean. I think at the same time, they were just in you know, different halls. But I remember just really sitting there during those trainings and just saying, oh my God, I'm in the middle of something big here. Something is really, really happening when people from so many different countries are you know, waking up. And actually just recently, you know, I don't have a huge website, but there are people from countries like Croatia. I mean, where is Croatia? Who contact me? You know, people who are, you know, not like us, we're so lucky. There's lots of people around that we know that are waking up and are kind of on our same path. But there are people, you know, Bulgaria, Singapore, Saudi Arabia. You know, it's just like, wow. So this is something that really is a phenomenon that's happening, and not a lot of people know about it. Even people who have been on a spiritual path for a long time, it's a small group of us who are aware of this worldwide awakening that's happening. Some people refer to it as a quantum leap in evolution that the human race is about to take, or is in the process of taking. And it's, you know, as I said, you know, they call it the Golden Age or the New Earth. So the best paradigm that I've come across to really describe what's going on is called the Ascension Paradigm. And this involves, or it describes what's going on as we, as the human race, is making a transition from what's been called the third dimension to the fifth dimension. And that we're currently traveling across a kind of a bridge that's called the fourth dimension. And it's happening in a very short period of time when you consider evolution over billions of years. Usually the way species evolve, it's going to be a very quick transition, but we're really entering it now. And one thing I want to say is it's from one state of consciousness to another state of consciousness. It's not like we're going somewhere different. It's a dimension, it's a frequency, a vibration. And as I say, everyone on Earth is in this process now. Now, every soul living on Earth now has been given the choice to do this. But not everyone is going to choose it, because for some people it's really just going to be too difficult to move that quickly. And from what I understand, in the next couple of decades maybe, a lot of those people will be leaving the planet. But those of us who on some level, whether it's just the soul level, unconscious or consciously, are saying, oh, I want to be part of this, we are going to be moving through this period of time very, very rapidly. And let me describe what I understand the fifth dimension to be. And I speak from my own experience in a lot of ways, in that I have visited it. I think all of us have, and we haven't necessarily put these words on it. But let me describe it. As I said, it's not a place. It's like the world is still going to be all around us, but it feels different. It actually looks different. It's like everything is a little bit more alive. It's because when we're in that fifth dimensional consciousness, we're different. Our perception is different. Our feeling is different. Our expectation of what's going to happen is different. But what it essentially comes down to is that we will be, when we are fully in the fifth dimension, we will be fully conscious, fully awake. I mean, this is what everyone on a spiritual path is going for anyway. But this is what it is. We're going to be centered in the heart. I mean, this is really a transition in a lot of ways to being open and awake in our heart, you know, the spiritual heart. And it's also about freedom, inner peace. You know, all these things that everyone wants, that everyone is reaching for. This is what is in store for us. It is going to be happening. And in the world, there's going to be peace and harmony. There's going to be, you know, an ending to war, ending to all kinds of conflict out there. Now, what usually happens when I start talking like this, or when I first started entertaining these ideas, was like, oh, give me a break. You know, you look at the world and you go, oh, how could this possibly happen? Well, what I want to encourage you to do, if that's what's happening in your mind, is stop thinking about it in your mind and move into your heart. The heart knows the fifth dimension. Partly because we, at one point, many of us, many thousands of years ago, lived in the fifth dimension. It's familiar to us. You know, for a lot of us, what we call it home. You know, we want to go home, right? I mean, there's that feeling. And that's, it's the fifth dimension. It's the remembering of the fifth dimension. And it's also an intuiting that this is what is ahead of us. When we incarnated this time, we all knew this, that these events were going to be happening this time. And to me, I just get so excited about it. It just feels like, for centuries and centuries, I've been waiting for these times, and they're finally here. I mean, it is just, you know, so extraordinary that we're here to witness this. So, let me talk about the third dimension, because this is what a lot of people think is just reality. Like, this is the only reality. You know, there's war, there's conflict, there's separation, there's fear, there's, you know, judgment, there's racism, that, you know, all those things. Well, it's because we have lived with them and incarnated thousands and thousands of years into the third dimension since what was called the fall of consciousness. It's because we've lived there, we think that's the only reality there is. You know, it's always going to be there. There's always going to be war, there's always going to be heartbreak, there's always going to be not quite awake. And it's not true. It's just one level of reality that exists in the universe, you know, different places in the universe, but it's not the only reality. And we are moving in to this whole higher frequency. So what is the fourth dimension then? Okay, the fourth dimension is what has been happening since December of 2012. Remember all that hype about the Mayan calendar quitting, and a lot of people went to sleep that night on, what was it, December 20th, hoping or thinking they were going to wake up and everything was going to be changed. It was just a misunderstanding of the teaching. You know, people thought they were going to be waking up into the fifth dimension, and what actually happened is we woke up into the fourth dimension. And it's a little bit different from the third. It's a lot looser. But most people still think they're operating in the third dimension. So there's a lot of the same third dimensional, you know, thoughts going on, emotions going on. But basically what this period of time is a time of very rapid transformation, very rapid transition of consciousness. And in the world, what this is looking like is just beginning to look that way. The old is crumbling. if you follow more than just the mainstream news, you know, if you get your news off the internet or, you know, from international newspapers, you can see the political, the, you know, countries, the financial structures, the religious structures, they are crumbling. There are whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork, you know, really talking about the corruption and all these old structures that are based on control, based on patriarchal ideals of, you know, keeping people small. And people are waking up. And you can just see it. Even in just 2014, there was so much change if you really, really look for it and see the whole pattern. In a certain way, since everything is dying, there's going to be more conflict for a while, I would guess. You know, the people who have been in power for years and years and years are going to be scrambling to keep that power, and a lot of people are going to be protesting more. You know, there's a lot of protests going on. It really doesn't hit the mainstream news. I catch a lot on the internet. Little countries, you know, people standing up and just saying no more. You know, this isn't fair. And governments having to, you know, make shifts for them. And at the same time, there are new structures that are emerging that are so exciting. Again, you get a lot on the internet. Or TED Talks, if any of you are into TED Talks. There are so many grassroots movements going on. People who are just so tired of what the government is doing or not doing. And the grassroots people, communities, are just deciding that they're going to do something. They're going to take care of what they want. They want food. All the gardens that are being grown out in empty lots and stuff. I don't know how much any of you are aware of this. It's just so exciting. People are just saying, you know, we're tired of being hungry. We're tired of eating junk food. We're going to grow our own gardens, and we're going to do it in that lot over there where there's nothing there. And the city comes and says, no, you can't do that. That's a city lot. And people just do it. And then the food is free for whoever comes along and needs the food. I mean, that's just one of the areas. Other things that are so exciting to me are the young kids these days. I was just reading today about a 13-year-old who has her own business. And, you know, it's all, there are so many of these young kids with inventions of, you know, really solving problems that haven't been able to be solved for many, many years. They're the indigo kids or the crystal children, whatever you call them. Anyway, they are coming up now. And some of them are entering the government. And this is what's really exciting to me. Also in countries like Israel, And a lot of where so much of the problems have been in the Middle East, these young people are coming in and they're just saying, no more. We don't want war. This old boy's game is over. And they're just beginning to be heard now. But, you know, if you really look for it, you can see, yes, shifts are happening. And it's going to take a while, but they are happening. And it's just, you know, you can just feel that there's a lot of change going on. The old is dying, but there's a birth going on too. So, like I say, we're just in very exciting times. They've been, you know, been called the in-between times, the transitional times, but it's what we're in now, and it could be, I don't know, it's anybody's guess how long it's going to be because of free will. There are some who say it could just be a few years. There are some that say it might take a couple of decades, but it's in most of our lifetimes. And from what I understand, a lot of us are going to be living a whole lot longer than what our parents did. So we will probably be around, and a lot of us are here knowing that we are to be in these times, and we really want to help usher these times in. So that's the world out there. It's very exciting, but what is most interesting to me is the personal level. It's what's happening within each one of us that's always grabbed my attention. And I could say it's like a microcosm. What I've just been talking about is happening in a lot of us. The old is being pulled away, and new things are emerging. And it can be very disconcerting in some ways, but it's also very exciting. There are actually some symptoms that people have called ascension symptoms that I wanted to share with you, because there are a lot of people who think that they're just going a little bit crazy, or things are going on with their body that doctors can't figure out. And it's just nice to know, oh, maybe it's an ascension symptom. So there are some common ones. You know, even though we're all individuals, of course, we're all unique. You know, we all have our own karma, we all have our own body, you know, doing certain things. But like I say, there are certain ones that are kind of across the board that I hear about in my practice and in working with people, and also friends, and also just a number of people that I know on the internet. So some of them are kind of difficult, kind of challenging. For a lot of people, there's a lot of change going on in their lives, a lot of loss, and a lot of challenge, more so than the usual. And this can be in relationships, it can be in your finances, it can be where you live, it can be in your health. You know, just a lot of challenge comes up for certain people. And for certain people, it's very interesting. Someone has named, brought up the name, the first wave of ascension. And I think, you know, there are some of us who kind of know we're on this. We're, you know, we have been excited about this. We know it. And we're going out and talking about it. And those of us doing that seem to be experiencing a lot of this stuff. So, you know, it's either happening for you, it's not, but see if you can relate to it. Another thing that's happening are unresolved issues that we think we've kind of put behind us, stuffed safely back in our unconscious. They're in our face. And what's really important to know about this is if stuff is coming up for you, you know, really hard stuff, this is not a time to say, oh, I've got to heal this, I've got to go into this, I've got to dig around and find what's wrong, and I've got to just really analyze it and figure it out. Those days are over. It's now time, when stuff comes up, to say, oh, this is leaving. It's coming up out of the unconscious now. And this is because we cannot take our third dimensional baggage with us into the fifth dimension. Anything that is not in alignment, in resonance with those higher qualities of love and peace and joy, etc., those are up and they need to leave. And if we hold on to them, or if we start arguing with them, then we you know, that they're going to stick around for a while. But we don't need to do that. And that's really exciting to me, because having been a psychotherapist for so many years and bringing people through, you know, years sometimes of, oh, let's go into this now and figure out why you do this, and, you know, dragging that stuff along. These are different times. And it's really exciting for me working with people, because I'm just seeing them coming to the end of things, the end of certain karma, and being able to release it very quickly. And this is part of what's happening on the fourth dimension. Things can go very, very fast. So, intense emotions can come up out of nowhere. You know, people who don't usually express anger are suddenly feeling a lot of anger coming up, because that's what they've stuffed. Again, don't get caught up in it if it happens. You know, you're just like, oh, hello, and goodbye. And the thing is, you don't want to go into denial about stuff. I mean, we all know that that doesn't work either. You know, it's somewhere going down the middle of recognizing, you know, if it's a pattern you've had and it's emotions that, you know, are really upsetting. You don't want to push it down again, but you don't want to give it energy either. It's just a way of just being with it and just knowing it's on its way out because your vibration is rising, and that lower vibration emotion cannot stay in you anymore. I mean, it just won't. It's coming up and out. A lot of people are finding with the loss that's going on and all the change and the transformation that they're being pushed into unknown territory. Now, whether this is actual physical territory, having to move to a new place, or just a new, you know, or new work, or a new relationship, or, you know, they're just trying to find their feet. It's, you know, trying to find the ground under their feet because it's new. The body is another area where a lot of symptoms come up, and it can be funny sometimes with people. And those of us who are getting older say, well, is this just because I'm getting old? Or is But what happens is aches and pains will show up in certain parts of the body, and you think, oh my God, I've got to go to the doctor about this. This is and you wake up the next morning, and it's gone, you know? It's just like, or it's moved over to another part of your body, and then you say, oh, well, I guess it's my shoulder, you know? And then it's gone. Sometimes it's an old injury that you think has been healed, and it starts hurting again. But again, it's just some part of your body saying, this needs to go. You know, it's the same thing as the emotions. It's like the body is trying to readjust itself because our bodies are also really, really shifting. We are going from being carbon-based to crystalline-based, into light bodies. And so all the heavy stuff in our dense bodies is shifting. Our brains are being rewired. A lot of us are really aware of this. You know, a lot of people just think, oh, I got headaches all the time. Well, it could be rewiring that's going on. Again, it's stuff that comes and goes, and you can kind of feel it in your head. It really feels like someone's in there switching wires around. You know, it's just energy zipping around. A lot of people go through weeks sometimes of exhaustion. And you just say, oh my God, what am I doing? Oh, it's my adrenals. Oh, it's this. Oh, I need to stop eating this. You know, we come up with all our usual reasons why we might be tired. And you can't find it. It's just something is there saying, you got to sleep. You got to rest. You got to calm down because so much is shifting in the body. And so there are just days, you know, I'll wake up and I'll just feel like I'm in molasses. You know, I can just barely make my way around. But then the next day, it's gone, you know. It's like, and I didn't do anything different. So exhaustion is one of the most common things I hear about, and you know, that people can't figure out why they're exhausted. And it goes into sleep patterns, too. I mean, some people, for a while, will be sleeping 12 hours a night. And they think, oh my God, what's wrong? What am I doing? But then that passes. Other people suddenly have sleep problems. They can't fall asleep at all. It's the same thing, just a different way it's manifesting. Another one is changes in diet. A lot of people are discovering that all the things that they thought they could eat and that were healthy to eat suddenly aren't working for their body anymore because the body is shifting. The body is saying, no, I don't want that anymore. And it's not even like a one-way thing, like it's just, you know, you can't eat that, then you can't eat that. It's like, you know, the next week, maybe you can eat that thing again, but now there's something else that really isn't going to work in your body. And it's just really important, I have found, to get out of any notions of what you think is healthy from everything you've read, everything you've known, everything you've experienced, and really tune into the moment with your body when you're going to be eating or you're at the grocery store, and to just say, okay, body, what do you want? And it can really be pretty amazing, you know, what the body will say it wants in a given moment. Or, you know, in the coming week, or, you know, how it feels now. So that's another change that's going on in a lot of people's lives. There's another one I kind of group together. I just call it withdrawal. And it's an interesting one because this happens even for very outgoing, gregarious kinds of people where can happen in your relationships where at a certain point you realize you really don't want to spend a whole lot of time with certain members of your family or your old friends anymore. You might feel guilty about it, but you know, they're just, it doesn't feel comfortable. It feels like, you know, they're actually just probably vibrating at a lower vibration than you at this point. And you'll find that, you know, your friends start changing. You know, you really don't want to hang out with the same kinds of people anymore, except for certain people who are right on that same track with you. Some people really go through periods of time where they're losing interest in their life. You know, things that they were really involved with and things that they had passions for, they just sort of dry up and it's like, oh God, what's wrong with me? You know? And they don't know what they do have an interest in. And it's a type of withdrawal, and it can get to the point where you really just want to stay home alone sometimes. And you can worry about that. You can just say, oh, there's something wrong with me. What it is there's something shifting so dramatically inside of you that you need time alone. You don't want to be distracted by a whole bunch of stuff out there about meeting new people, whatever it is. You really, it's like incubation. You're like in a cocoon. And it can go on for a couple weeks. It could go, for me, I went through one for a couple of years. I mean, it was just really amazing. I just didn't want to go out my front door. I'm just thinking, what's wrong with me? But there wasn't anything wrong with me. There was just so much going on inside and so much shifting of identity, shifting of interest, shifting of passions, shifting of, you know, my whole viewpoint on what life was about. And spending time alone and quiet is just really appropriate. And so again, you know, that's one that can be a little bit, you know, people get upset about thinking something's wrong with them. But it's all part of the process. So the last one that can be disconcerting is one I just call disorientation. And sometimes this can be physical. You know, you can find yourself, you know, you're kind of halfway in one dimension, half in another, kind of thing, and you find yourself walking into walls or into a door jam or trying to put something on a shelf, you know, on a counter, and you know, you miss it. It's like your whole body is a little bit discombobulated. A lot of people go through periods of mind fog and word loss, you know, stuff like. And there have been times when I've been speaking to someone, you know, in this capacity or, you know, whatever, and I just cannot think of the words. I just have to burst out laughing. I mean, it's the most common words. And I know old people go through this, but the thing is, it comes and it goes. You know, it seems like an ascension symptom. So anyway, if that's happening to you, you can, you know, maybe just sort of play with that too. You know, maybe it's just ascension. There's just things that are leaving, and sometimes it takes words with them. The things that leave, and then the words come back because they don't need to be part of what's leaving. But anyway, there's also some really wonderful kinds of symptoms that are happening for people who really know that they're on this ascension path. One of them is just a greater sense of detachment about life. You know, it's more of a distance of being able to just look at your life and just go, you know, on the one hand, really heavy stuff could be coming up for you, but at the very same time, you can be just going, this too shall pass, and it does. There's just, and things that used to trigger you a lot just don't have the charge that they used to have. I mean, that's another thing that it's just really, that's like I say, there's more ease in this fourth dimension. A lot of people are discovering new things happening to them. Like, suddenly they have healing abilities or psychic abilities. Or if they've had them before, they're suddenly really much greater now. There's opening to ancient memories. And you know, a lot of people think, oh, these people are kooky, but I know a lot of them aren't. And I'm one of them who knows that we have galactic heritage, where we come from. You know, people are saying, oh, I'm from Sirius. Oh, I'm from the Pleiades. I'm from Arcturus. Like I said, you know, mainstream people just say, oh, God. But you talk to these people, and you just know. There's something in you that knows, yeah, this is real. And a lot of us are from those places, but for a lot of us, it's been a long time. There are others who are really very new on the planet, and they know they are. It's their first time, they're from somewhere else, and they're here to be here now, doing something during this ascension process on the planet. And those people are really fun to talk to. They're really, really interesting. But a lot of us regular folks are, you know, experiencing some of these memories. And also, a lot of people are coming up with knowing that they have a mission. During this time, they knew that they incarnated to be here at this time, and that they're here to do something. They don't know what it is. Some people do know what it is, and you know, they're already kind of doing it, but they're going to be doing it in a whole new way. A different consciousness is going to be helping them do it. But a lot of people are just saying, I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do, but I want to do it. I mean, I was talking to someone by Skype the other day from Australia. I mean, she was just adorable. She was just in her maybe early 30s, and just this bright light, you know, just saying, I know I'm here to do something, and no one understands this. You know, she's just out there alone. And thank God for the internet, because, you know, she's able to talk to someone like me in California, and, you know, where there's a little bit more consciousness here. Anyway, another thing I'm finding happening is what I just call spontaneous healings. This is both body and mind healings. And it's also a phenomenon where karma is ending. You know, someone's huge family karma. I have seen this, I've experienced it. And I've seen it with people where they're just suddenly at the end of something that has just been like this heavy, heavy blanket on them this entire lifetime. And they're stepping out from under it and just saying, oh, is this what life can be like? Oh, and it's like something has just very dramatically shifted. And this is so exciting, you know, for people who have, and, you know, some of us came in with some pretty heavy karma. You know, we've been through a lot of really tough stuff. And to feel that it's finally ending, and to really see it and know it, and begin living without that in our lives. It is just really, really exciting. And that's what these times are. There's no law of karma in the fifth dimension. There's no need for it. This is what we're leaving behind. Another thing that can really start happening is a lot of synchronicity in your life. You know, you really know you're on track when synchronicity starts happening. It can be all over the place. You know, go through an entire day with everything seems to be little puzzle pieces fitting into the same thing. Magical stuff. You know, people out of the blue say something to you, or you just catch something when you're standing in line, you know, at the grocery store. People say something to you, and you just heard about it yesterday from that friend, and then you saw that thing on TV, and, you know, just all comes together. We are being so guided now, so beautifully guided to go very quickly on our path, whatever our path is. And this is what is really so important to know, because you can feel very lost sometimes, you know, as the third dimension is being pulled out from under us. It can feel like, you know, you're not on real steady ground. And so if you know that your guides are there, and the archangels are there, and the ascended masters are there, and spiritual teachers are there, you know, we just have to ask for their guidance, for their help. So, the other thing that is really happening for some people, and it's just, you know, my favorite thing, is the opening of the heart. It just, there's sometimes you know, for a lot of us, it's been gradual anyway. You know, on our spiritual paths, you know, we've all had that, you know, some experiences, and it's a gradual thing. But something that I've experienced and I've talked to other people about, they say, oh, yes. It's like I just call them a love attack. I'll be just walking across the room kind of thinking of someone that I kind of love, you know, that would usually sort of warm my heart. And I would just suddenly, I'll just suddenly, almost to my knees, because the love that just washes through me for this person is so great. I mean, it's just the most amazing experience. Or it could just be for humanity in general. I'll fall in love with everybody. Or it can be for me. You know, like a new level of love for me will suddenly wash through me. And it's just, you know, I just know, you know, this is all part of the ascension process. This is what we're going toward, is this opening of the heart and the awakening of consciousness. And the awakening of empowerment is also part of this. You know, realizing that we are much bigger beings than these little third-dimensional bodies that we have. We are much bigger, much more powerful. And that is what's being turned on in our brains, and all that rewiring of the brains is realizing who we really are. These really magnificent beings. Very powerful. And we just haven't known it because it's been closed down. But it's opening up now. And there's just, you know, that feeling of expansiveness. You can move into a feeling of love and of freedom. And when you do have experiences of that, of the higher fourth dimension or dipping into the fifth, I mean, you really know it. It's just like everything shifts. It's clear. The fear is just, it's absent. You know, it's not like, oh, I can focus over here so I don't have to worry about my fear. It's like the fear just isn't there. The separation isn't there. And any of the thoughts about judgment, they're not there. There's just that freedom to be in love, to be in light, and to be in oneness with everyone. And that's, like I say, the upside of these symptoms that are going on. For some people, you can go through one day going up and down, or even at the same time, you can be in the middle of something really horrendous going on. You know, you're just like, oh my God, you know, what's going to happen? And out of the blue, suddenly this wonderful inner peace will just come in, and you're just sitting there, and you're going, wow, you still know that thing is going on, and you're very peaceful. Or you may be in a, you know, a real argument with someone, and then suddenly your heart just opens up to them. You know? So you're having this argument, but you're also loving them. It can be very confusing sometimes, but that's part of what's being pulled away from us, the third dimensional stuff, and the fifth dimensional mindset is all coming in. And it can just be, it can be a circus sometimes. You go through really intense stuff in certain days. So the main thing that I talk about when people say, well, what do I do when things get really hard? Because for some people, this transition has been very difficult, or it is being very difficult. So one of the keys, the main keys, is I just say, keep your vibration high as you can keep it. That means staying positive whenever you can, in whatever way you can, rather than hanging out in anger or self-pity or separation. You know, none of us likes doing that anyway, but it's really now time to say, okay, stop. I don't need to do that, and turn towards the positive. It's time to turn towards trust. Trust of yourself, trust of your own inner guidance, and trust that you're being taken care of. These things, if you can do that, can keep your transition as smooth as possible. Turn towards love, turn towards gratitude. I mean, If you really, really can just be in gratitude, you really can't suffer while you're really steeped in gratitude. The two just can't exist together. Go out in nature. We all know about nature, but sometimes we forget about it, you know, how it can just balance us. Go where you can laugh. I think people don't realize it, but when you are really, really laughing, your vibration just goes like this. So it's important to laugh, and it's important to spend time with people who are also in a high vibration. You know, if you're in a group of people that are, you know, just really being negative and they're complaining or whatever, you know, your body can start feeling it. It's just, just leave if you can. You know, just, you don't have to stick around in a low vibration anymore. If you're halfway through a movie and you're realizing, oh, this is awful, they're killing people, don't watch the rest of it. Get up and walk out. It's not worth it to have your vibration lowered like that. The whole thing is keep your vibration high, because that's where we're going, is into a higher vibration. Remember, as I was saying, you know, if hard things come up, this is about releasing this hard stuff. It's not about, oh, I've got to go through this again. Just keep saying, oh, yes, that, oh, goodbye. It's up and out. Remember to love yourself. Really take care of yourself. And this is one of the main teachings in the Ascension Movement, is you've got to finally learn how to love yourself. Take care of yourself. Put yourself first. You know, being of service is really important, but if you're not taking care of yourself first, what are you really doing for other people? We've got to learn to love ourselves. In the fifth dimension, it's not even a concept, love yourself. It's just like, it's just what is. You know, you just really have to learn that one. And a lot of it is just remembering the big picture of what's going on. We are going home. This is what is really happening now. Those of us who've had that longing in our hearts, you know, for so long. I mean, I remember as a child just saying, where's home? Just feeling like this world can't be it. You know, what are wars about? What, you know, why don't people love each other? We're going home. This is, the game is up. We're putting down all of our toys from the third dimension. And, you know, sometimes I just see it, we're just this whole group of people. Just, as Ram Dass said, we're all just walking each other home. Yeah. Love that little quote. So that's what's happening, and that's what's in my book. A little bit more detail about it, although I've got to say it's a small book, and it's purposely a small book, because for a lot of people like me who've just, we have just read so many books at this point. As much as I love books and I love stores like this, I used to haunt stores like this forever. But I made it a small book because, first of all, people don't have a lot of time, but also because it's just simple. It's easy to read. A lot of people say it's very easy to just get the whole picture of what this transition into the fifth dimension is. And it's easy also to give it to someone else if you don't want to try to explain it to people. You can just say, just read this. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, people say it's a very easy book to read. So anyway, that is it. And I'm just wondering if there are questions or comments. Yes.
So I've been thinking of all these dimensions for quite some years now.
Uh-huh.
And, being in this fourth dimension crossover, I'm finding a lot of conflict with, do you talk much about the first and second dimension and how much of an effect that is having on people?
I don't know about the first and second dimension. that may be another paradigm that I'm not aware of. I just know we've been in the third dimension, and that's the lowest that the Earth has ever dropped into, in my understanding. But
I guess the energies, the darker ones,
yeah,
that are becoming more, that people are becoming more aware of.
Uh-huh, right.
But still, a lot of people turn a blind eye.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right.
So how does that figure into the crossing over?
Well, that, from what I understand, is also part of the fourth dimension. It's the very lower levels of the fourth dimension, and the veils are thinning.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able, you know, a lot of people are able to move into those realms and to hear from those realms and feel those realms more. And the whole thing is keeping your vibration high enough that you move more and more into the higher levels of the fourth dimension.
I find myself being so compassionate towards, you know, that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's not that I want to be negative at all.
Right,
I'm very
right.
Positive.
It may be part of what your mission is this time to be with those kinds of energies and be with people, help free them from it. But I would be really careful, watch yourself, that you don't get pulled down into that lower vibration, right? But, you know, if you're well enough protected and you're really feeling guided, you know, try it and see. Because there are a lot of people who, that's what's really coming clear, that they've been attracted to the dark forces, you know, the unawake, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I mean, even, you know, like UFO stuff. You know,
yeah.
Like we're
UFOs that don't have to be negative or dark at all. Yeah.
No, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm thinking outside the box too much, I guess.
No, it's okay. I you know, there's all that kind of stuff that can get dark, and you just have to watch it, because there's also very, very light filled UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stuff, yeah. Right. Okay. Anyone else have comments? Yeah.
A couple of comments. Yeah. I have a different perspective.
Uh-huh.
I see us becoming galactic citizens.
Right, yes.
And that's not talked about very much. And I think that the photon belt, our entity, into something called the photon belt is causing this shift.
Yeah.
And this is an energetic interaction. Uh-huh. I had a degree in physics before I was a psychotherapist.
Uh-huh. Right.
So in astrophysics perspective, we are all energy patterns. Of course, we're not dense as we look like. The space between all the atoms of our stuff. And now in this photon belt, if you look at the galaxy, it's a spiral, but if you look at it at one edge, look at the side of it, it seems to be a belt of very densely packed stars. And our entire solar system, it turns out, I learned from my own research in the time of 2012, zigzags through this on a 26,000 year cycle. So not only is Earth ascending, but our sun, our entire solar system.
The whole system.
And we are, of course, our bodies are microcosms of the Earth. And so in this photon belt, high energy region of space, in a simple principle of resonance, our own stuff, our bodies, our matter, our consciousness, it's going to vibrate faster.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. Nassim Haramein in the Resonance Project would have a lot to say about that.
Yeah. I love hearing
from
scientists
the
talk about
this
the whole thing. It's just
science,
like,
yeah.
There's something so much bigger even that I'm aware of. But,
yeah.
You know, I just love
that
it.
That makes it maybe more complex.
Yeah,
people.
I know.
But
really, you know, we realize we're just part of such a huge thing that's going on. Like you say, you know, the whole solar system is ascending. Yeah.
I think he has.
Yeah.
Consider the relationship between language and perception, between language and experience, between language and identity, or sense of who we are.
Yeah.
And consider that the fifth dimension, or the true dimension, let's call it, the dimension of dimensions, has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we're speaking another language, then we are keeping ourselves out of that. Because our language defines and becomes our reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in, say, the third dimension, we can talk
about.
But we cannot be that speaking itself.
That's right.
That speaking itself.
You know, it's the whole thing of the finger pointing at the moon. You know, they'll say, don't look at my finger, look at where it's pointing. Yeah. You know, we do the best we can with words because that's what we do here. But I always hope that, you know, when I speak or when someone reads my book, that they move past the words. You know, that they get it on whatever the language is in the fifth dimension. Some people have said that it's the language of light, like it's actually a language. And others I have read say that there's no need for language. You know, it's just, you know, communicate. Yeah.
Can I tell you what I learned?
Yeah.
Nature is a language. Uh-huh. It's a language that speaks itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost went there by asking the body, what do you want to eat?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's an asking. Show me, what is your language?
Yeah.
Show me.
Right.
And then, I'm not going to talk until you tell me.
Until
that's where I found the adventure, is in language and in relationship. Yeah. With words and in shifting my relationship with words and noticing how my relationship with words was keeping me from there.
Right. And also I'm sure you've moved into the whole area where words are actually vibration. Right? I mean, it's the vibration.
Tone.
It's art.
It's art. Tone and,
right.
And space and pace of the pace of speaking.
Yeah.
And when we succeed in making art in the moment with sound and silence.
And you're speaking it. Yeah. I just love it how everyone has their own thing that they're interested in.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's related to something you said, but I don't know if this is one of the symptoms, but it's electronics are going haywire around me. I mean, I'm struggling because I can't actually do work.
Oh my gosh.
Because Wi-Fi and the car stereo, and as I walked in here, my phone was off, and then it just decided to start playing music.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
So, or it cues up to a guided meditation that I had turned on. So
that's great. I love that.
I mean, on a good day, I have a sense of humor about it, but
it could be
annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What?
I have known people over the years, not a lot, but a few who've said this, but it would make sense that something is really being triggered now during these times, you know, if you have that. You may be an ET of some kind that just does it. I mean,
well,
I don't know what your identity
is. Well, I have joked about it, like the mothership is calling me home, I guess.
Right.
Or well, and then sort of leads me, if you don't mind, I have two other pieces. it leads me to wonder if obviously I was drawn to coming to this talk, so there must be some aspect of me that is interested or on this path, maybe, but I wonder if there's also a reluctant journeyer, because I feel like that. I feel like I wonder if the frequency and the electronic piece is because I feel stuck in a lot of anger and upset, what we call, I guess, the third or the fourth dimension, and I can't seem to find light a lot lately, and so I wonder if there's a bit of a conflict. And well, I mean, you talked about that. There are people that are, there are all kinds of symptoms, but is it possible to be
one of the reluctant ones. I don't know how to ask that.
I can imagine. I mean, if your life is really being disturbed, I can understand why you would feel reluctant. The whole thing is, though, is if you as a soul have decided to take this journey, you're going to do it one way or another, no matter if you're dragging your feet.
There's a lot to let go of.
Yeah.
There's a lot to let go of. Look at how we tell the natural world. We live in a culture of death, the way we're abusing the planet.
We've got
a lot of stuff to let go of. And some of that rage is connected to that.
Yeah.
I see it in myself from time to time.
I guess there's a little part of me that worries that this whole thing smacks of an us and them aspect, and I don't know how else to articulate that.
Right.
It makes me a little worried.
Mm-hmm. Because, see,
do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean, and that's why I say everyone's going if they want to.
Okay.
It's not really like you're not good enough. It's like that person, you know, will have chosen one way or another. But it's not just everyone, it's everything. The whole earth is moving into the fifth dimension. It's just something that's happening. And, you know, that us and them thing has just been part of the whole consciousness movement all along. It's like, well, it's part of humanity. We're better than they are because we're more awake, or, you know, we know the right way or whatever. And that's one of the things that has to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I don't know if this is a problem, but for quite some time now, I'm in my living room reading something spiritual or contemplative. This happens every day, and sometimes it gets very intense. I have a very large TV that starts popping. It's not on, but it's popping. Ordinary news paper.
Right.
Ordinary watching TV, ordinary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
But if I go home tonight and I read one of the books I'm reading now about energy of all things, because it applies to my problem.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes I'm thinking it's going to break.
Wow.
It's about 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
Huge thing I got at prize on sale down
in Mountain View.
Yeah.
And I think it's really similar to what she's saying.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard it explained, and who knows?
Pops.
Is that
it really pops.
Like the foul.
Yeah, and there's different levels. Sometimes it's mild and sometimes wow.
It could be, you know, I had it once explained that there are beings in the room that are playing with the electronics.
Telling me I'm on the right path or I'm doing good, thanks.
You're
doing this today,
very
good.
Yeah, just start talking to them. That's what I do when odd things happen. I say, oh, hi, who are you? You know?
Just be sure there's no smoke.
Yeah, right.
No what?
No smoke, right. Right.
One of the prophecies I heard was the shift.
Let me just give someone.
It's just a thought. It's just unusual, and I'm kind of in tune with it. There's something going on, but I think it's possible.
So the thought is that the realm of the felt sense that we have of love in all of us, that felt sense that we have, this fifth dimension, this closeness to spirit, closeness to nature, the music, what stirs our heart, the communication, the poetry, the love that we have for the things that we love, those vibrations, the touching, healing touch that we have where, you know, in a profession that we care for people. Those ways of communicating, I think, is the fifth dimension. And I think that when we are in a place where those places in us are stirred and our heart is moved, and the tears start flowing and the vulnerability are alive. And we're able to share that with other people.
Yeah.
It gives other people
that
invitation.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
And to feel that. I just think that's a beautiful thing to have. So the fifth dimension, for me, that feels
like you're there and the occasions
right.
happen.
Yes. It's like a gift, isn't it? Yeah, when you have those experiences.
Yeah.
And do you find also that they're familiar? Like, they're always...
I love it to come in home.
Yes, yeah. In one way, they're always new and fresh, but on the other hand, they're really familiar.
Yeah.
It's that home,
yeah.
home feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
also there's that... We're in an age, too, where there's that desensitizing
yeah.
in our music and technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost kind of like a battle. So is that
well, that's all part of this fourth dimension, where the old is—it's not battling the new, but they come together, and it can just be very strange, because there is that aspect to technology. I mean, we all know it. A lot of people say, "Oh my God, this is going to be the end of humankind." You know, technology. Yeah, I mean, if we just kept on the third dimension, I think that's true. But things are shifting. And you can
just
yeah, yeah. And you really find, you know, when you keep your vibration high, you run into other people who are, you know, you just attract it to you. Other people, other things, other situations of that higher vibration just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, a lot of it is becoming more and more in charge of your life. Because what we think and what we feel is what we create. I mean, we all know that one, but this is... It's happening faster and faster now in the fourth dimension. If you really watch, manifestation is happening faster. What you think and feel is going to come to you. You know, there used to be a lag time, so you really couldn't connect the two. Now it's becoming obvious, and you know,
instantaneous.
Really, yeah,
almost.
It can be almost instantaneous. Yeah.
Yeah, I notice my computer doing some of the things just when I think them before I even
yes,
give
right.
a command. The computer will do it. There's calcokinetic function happening.
Yes, right.
And another part of the prophecy I heard, and we began entering this photon belt, by the way, 12/21/12.
Uh-huh.
And I think we've been behind something called the dark rift
uh-huh.
in the galaxy. So now we're starting to emerge from that, and the energy is really amping up.
Yeah.
But some of the molecular bonds in the synthetic materials would fail. So if you're not wearing natural fibers, you might find these dissolving. And yes, the electronics
no
would
kidding.
Fail
yeah.
because some of those
mm-hmm.
materials, the doping and used to build electronic circuits, some of that stuff is like they just stop working.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but very interesting stuff. I mean, there's just... energy streaming in, you know, where is it from the central sun, going through our sun, you know, it's just, and, you know, all the, what they call CMEs, the coronal mass ejections that are happening, and this is all energy streaming onto the Earth, and they can be kind of, it can be kind of difficult for people, you know, sometimes, a lot of people I know say, oh, I'm going to stay in today, because I can't take those. But they're all for our benefit. They just can be a little bit strong for us at a given time.
Did you say the central sun and our sun, like they were two different suns?
Yeah, see, this is languaging I don't know. He probably knows. He could explain this better, but it should.
I know two people that are developing something called soul language. I didn't hear your question.
Oh, it's about the central sun and the sun.
Oh.
And he's saying, are they two different things?
Yeah.
My understanding is our sun and our solar system isn't the furthest
that's
one out there.
That's an important point.
Yeah.
There is confusion around it, and I was confused. What's known as the central sun is Alcyone, and that is the largest star of the Pleiades. And our solar system actually revolves around Alcyone.
Oh.
And the Mayans knew, or they believed, they were from the Pleiades, and they had interaction with two extraterrestrial races, one of which was the Pleiades. They have funny names for them, you know, and I don't remember which name is which. But I'm getting the Humbas men, I'm a solar initiate now in the Mayan cosmology, along with being a yogi and a Tao person, because it has stuff in it, the other spiritual paradigms do not. But anyhow, then the Pleiades and our solar system in turn rotate around Sirius. There's another revolution that in turn probably revolves around something else before it all revolves around the black hole in the center of the universe, in the center of the galaxy. I mean, black hole is of course the what most people think of when they think about revolving around a senseless sun. They think immediately to the center of the galaxy, which is a black hole. But the senseless sun is actually ASEAN, is what I've been told.
Actually, I think we need to kind of maybe the two of you can talk after. I think Rob is going to give us some final words here.
Final words, which include thanking you for coming tonight.
Yeah.
And final words, which include thanking you for coming tonight.
And pointing out to you that, of course, we have a number of copies of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, which is a mere $14.95, such a bargain. Mm-hmm.
Don't fail to look at a copy as you exit. There's also, I see an email sign-up list here for our guest, and please do check that out and put your name down as you wish. And thank you again for coming tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, there's a donation bowl here. I forgot. And we share our donations with our speakers to further their work and to help maintain
this
space.
You'll have to deal with mine for a while.
Oops.
Yeah.